Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Muhammad's Talk Radio. I am your host once again, Brother Jihad Muharris. We just returned from the Caribbean islands of Belize, and the Belizean people welcome us with open arms. I am ever so thankful for the teachings of Master Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. When they asked me my name, the one that God gave me, they said, "Welcome home, brother." I was reading their newspaper, the Armadillo. They had some of their history in it when Columbus first came to their island. Columbus wrote to the King and the Queen of Spain that I swear to you, Your Majesty, there is not in the world a better nation. They have their neighbors as they love their neighbors as themselves, and their discord is ever sweet and gentle and accompanied with a smile. And though it is true that they are naked, yet their manners are discourse and praise worthy. Master Farad Muhammad gave my family the name Muharris, which means praise worthy. So I say to my Belizean family, come back to Islam and become the nation you are destined to become. God is with you. Our subject today is the mother plane. The mother plane was made to destroy this world of evil and to show the wisdom and mighty power of the God who came to destroy an old world and set up a new world. The nature of the new world is righteousness. The nature of the new world cannot be righteousness as long as unrighteousness is in the midst. The same type of plane was used by the original God to put mountains on this planet. Allah God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise are due forever, is wiser than any God before him, as the Bible and the Holy Quran teaches us. He taught me that this plane will be used to raise mountains on this planet Earth. The mountains that he will put on this earth will not be very high. He will raise these mountains to heights of 1 mile over the United States of America. This reminds us of the prophet prediction of this time of the destruction of the old world and the bringing in of the new world. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. Bible, Isaiah chapter 24, verse 1. There are plains in various nations today, but this is the mother of them all. Why? Because this type of plain was used before the making of this world. Why should God make such a sign of his power to destroy a nation? Because this is the final destruction of that people who have opposed God in his purpose and aimed for justice and righteousness. The white race is not a people who were made righteous and then turned to unrighteousness. They were made unrighteous by the God who made them, Mr. Yaqub, Allah God, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, to whom praise I do forever, taught me that this plane is capable of reaching a height of 40 miles above this earth. His words could have been seen, meaning 40 years in which the plane would go into action, and not referring actually to 40 miles. Allah God does not speak one word that does not have meaning. Every word that he speaks has meaning. The mother plane, according to what has been described of it by the devil scientists, is capable of not only staying up for periods of time, but it is also capable of eluding the scientists. They want to attack and destroy it. But if a plane did get close enough to attempt to carry out this purpose, it would be destroyed instantly. The white man has learned that this is not a plane to play with. Planes come out of the mother plane. 1930s, Canada newspaper reported that they saw the wheel, the mother plane. It came down out of the sky. They admitted that it looked like a giant city, and that something came down from it. It appeared to be a tube, but the tube-like thing went back up again. Allah God, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, taught me that after 6 months to a year, the mother plane comes into the gravity of the earth. It takes on oxygen and hydrogen in order to permit it to stay out of the earth's gravity until it needs refueling again. Ezekiel's prophecy of the wheel. Ezekiel saw the mother plane in a vision. According to the Bible, he looked up and saw this plane. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 16. And he called it a wheel because it was made like a wheel. A plane that is wheel shaped can turn in any direction at any time. He admitted that the plane was so high that it looked dreadful. And he cried out, "O wheel!" Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 13. Ezekiel saw great work going on in the wheel and four living creatures, and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 16. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went with them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 19. The power of the lifting up of the four creatures was in the wheel. The four creatures represents the four colors of the original people of the earth. There are five great powers of the nation of the earth. These five powers are the black, the brown, the yellow, the red, and the white. Of the four original powers, the red is not an equal power. The vision shown for the fourth creature being lifted up from the earth, when the wheel was lifted up, they were lifted up, and when the wheel stood, they stood. This means that they waited upon the movement of the wheel. In Ezekiel's vision concerning the wheel, he said that he heard the voice of one tell the other to take coals of fire and to scatter it over the cities. This means bombs. It could mean fire to however the plan is to drop bombs, which would automatically be timed to burrow quickly to a position of 1 mile below the surface of the earth, where they are timed to explode. Allah God taught me that these bombs are not to be dropped into water. They are to be dropped only on the cities. It will be the work of the wheel. The wheel is the power of the four creatures, namely the four colors of the black man: black, brown, yellow, and red. The red Indian is to benefit also from the judgment of the world. We must remember that God comes to separate from the righteous that which is hindering the righteous from making progress, and to destroy the effect of the poison that which has opposed the righteous. The effect of the poison will be fully destroyed after the destruction of the source of the poison which has poisoned the righteous. It is like one being bitten by a rattlesnake. Quickly, medication is administered in order to minimize the effect of the poison upon the flesh and blood until it is completely cured, is effected, and then the patient recuperates and is well again. It is useless to try to ignore Ezekiel's vision of the wheel for the make and the destruction work of the wheel was foretold before it came to pass. The disbelievers, believers, that which he sees present and not that which is prophesied to come. That is why he is the losers and takes the course to hell, because he disbelieves in that which is prophesied to come about in a particular day. This is what the enemy is trying to do today with the black man. He is fascinating him with sports and play and indecency and the doing of evil to keep him from going to the God who is present. You never thought the day would come when you would see your wife, mother, and old gray-haired women walking down the street today half nude. A few years ago, they would not have dared to come out in the public like that. But now they do so because the devil has put his approval on that kind of attire. They desire to please the devil. They do whatever the devil bids them to do. The devil desires to take the black man with him to his doom. Let us not classify the prophets as liars and ignore their prophecy of what may cause our self-destruction through belief in the devil instead of the belief in the God of righteousness. There is no known equal of the mother plain. This is the reason why she is called the mother plain. The mother plain is made for the purpose of destroying the present world. She has no equal. Do not marvel at the make of this plain, since it is from the God who made the universe of floating planets and stars, which are supported only by the power of Allah in their rotation, in their orbits. Allah God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise are due forever, taught me that the mother plane is a little human-made planet. Is it not simple for Allah God to make a new planet if he wants to? The mother plane is capable of staying out of the Earth's gravity for a whole year. She is capable of producing her own sphere of oxygen and hydrogen, as any other planet is able to do. The mother plane carries the same type of bombs on her that our black scientists dropped on the planet Earth to bring up mountains out of the Earth after the planet Earth was created. The knowledge of how to do this has not been given to the world, white race, nor will they ever get this kind of knowledge. The knowledge of the world is limited. If the devil would get this type of knowledge, we could just say that we are goners. However, they are not able to attain this type of knowledge. What does a six-day-old baby, white race, look like trying to compare with a six-year-old child? Black nation. For the six-year-old child can run all out in the yard and play. He can eat. He can't eat solid food. The power of the six-day-old baby is limited. The knowledge and the power of this world's life, white race, is limited. The world of the white man was made from what we found and what he has seen and learned from the work of the original black man. The white race is far from being able to equal the power and the wisdom of the original black man. The mother plane and her work is a design of the power of the mightiest God, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise are due forever. Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise are due forever, is the wisest and the best knower. He is the mightiest of them all. O wheel, says the prophet Ezekiel, she was so high up in the sky that she looked dreadful. She is capable of staying away from you who planned the destruction of her. She is capable of confusing you who tried to reach her with your means of destruction. There are scientists on the mother plane who know what you are thinking about before the thought manifests, materializes. Holy Quran, chapter 50, verse 16. Therefore, it is impossible to try to attack the mother plane. She can attack you, but you cannot attack her. The mother plane can hide behind other stars and make herself invisible to the eye because she does not have to wait on a power from the earth. She can produce her own power to go wherever she desires to go in space. The mother plane is not like the little bullets or cameras which are powered by your limited power. The Bible prophesies that today Allah God wishes to make known to us that He is God. He wishes to be respected as the superior God. He wishes all life in the universe to know that He is the greatest. The Muslim recognizes Allah God to be the greatest. He always repeats, "Thou art the greatest. There is no God like unto thee. None desires to serve or worship beside thee. O mighty wheel," I repeat, that there is plenty of significance to the course of operation of her work. Space here in this article is limited, but Allah taught me concerning the mother plane could be put into book form. O wheel, made to rock the earth and to heave up mountains upon the earth. O wheel, destroyer of nations. No wonder the prophet Ezekiel prophesied that the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. Bible, Isaiah chapter 24, verse 24. Let us seek refuge in Allah God from the destructive work to come from the mother plain. Thank you for listening. I would like to bear witness to the small ships from the mother plain. I was on my way to Chicago, and I was driving. It was about 5 a.m. when a small spaceship stopped in the sky right over the highway for about a minute, and then it took off at the speed of light. Also, I saw a spaceship in 1997 come down. It had hydraulics, and it picked up some steel beams out of a locked gate. And when the gatekeeper came out, he could not believe that the steel beams were gone. I would like to say, now you know, Mr. Gatekeeper, what happened to your steel beams. By the way, Master Farah Muhammad said that the pilots that were flying the ships were Egyptians. Take it or leave it alone. Do not judge until you clearly understand. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
El Met, baby. Allah's men. Put it up.
W.LabMecca.com.
Black man, stand up. What they talking about? Maybe now we unify and leave a crack in the sky. Scorch the earth and sentence every devil to death. Cause ain't no sins when black folks loving themselves. Until then, I'm banging, dog, and my weapons are true. I'm in the lab with mad books, G5s, and beans too. Better yet, Mac Bros with the octo chip. Freedom fight name free. We need lots of chips. My DNA and Elohim is like Glock's eclipse. The outcome, the apocalypse. Hallelujah. Come on, we know these streets are. So turn the flames up. You overconfident in the step you came up. Get your fizzies lit. Focus on your transcript. Nervous MCs, they write their rhymes in Sanskrit. For me, I study thyself and shine till I set. Rebel like clientele when it ain't on script. What?
I'm gonna go get
Welcome, welcome, welcome. In the name of Master Brian Muhammad, our Lord and teacher, and in the name of his uncle, the recipient of revelation, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet my brothers and sisters in the nation. Greeting of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome, 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 welcome. I am your host once again, Brother Jihad Muharris. This is our 10th anniversary being on Blog Talk Radio. My beloved wife, Sister Talija, started the broadcast in 2006. She went back to Allah in 2010. Our month of Ramadan. May the peace and blessings of Allah be with her forever. We are expressing our light of experience in life that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us. We are like the bride and groom. When they came, God began questioning the people. What did you do with the gift that I gave you? So will it be in the spiritual world. When you stand before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farad Muhammad for judgment, the knowledge of the hour of judgment is with the executor only. The prophets teach us to let the past judgments of people, their cities, and their warners serve as a lesson or sign of the last judgment and its warners. Noah did not know the hour of the flood. Lot did not know the hour of Sodom and Gomorrah until the executors had arrived. And Jesus prophesied it in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 and 39. It will be the same in the last judgment of the world of Satan. You have gone astray because of your misunderstanding of the scripture, the prophet Jesus, and the coming of God to judge the world. Now, I would like to play a tape by the bride and groom, Minister Talija Muharris and Captain Jihad Muharris, entitled The Son of Man.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, save you came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises be due forever, and in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet the listening audience in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum. We thank you once again for tuning in to Muhammad's Talk Radio. We are highly honored and very grateful and thankful to Allah for providing us this opportunity to come before you once again, my brothers and sisters. We come here with the hope that we can shed more light of understanding on the truth that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave to us for our salvation. One of the main things that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted to make plain to us, the American so-called Negroes, is the reality of God. When we say that we want to make the reality of God real to our people, we want to remove the spookism that the slavery type teachings have put upon us. We have told you several times that God was made a mystery, and also that the devil was made a mystery. But these things we also have explained to you. We have explained to you that they were made a mystery because the devil was given 6,000 years to rule, and he could not tell you the truth. If he told you the truth of God, he could never have ruled you. He could never have kept his rule for 6,000 years. So everything of truth had been made a lie by the devil or made a mystery. So we have to continue to deal with the reality of things so that we can walk into the bright light of truth in the days of Allah in which we now live. The Bible and the Quran talks and speaks of the coming of Allah God. And they says it in the way of the Son of Man, or you will see him coming with great force, and he will be coming out of the cloud in a great force, and that everyone will see him in the last day. Well, we know that in order for us to see God coming, he must be something physical, not just a spirit. We have taught that the Bible and the Quran both speaks of God as he, which is a pronoun that is for representation of a male, and the highest form of a male is a man. And so we have taught these things, and we have to keep reiterating them so that we can get it clear in your hearts and your mind about the reality of God and the reality of the devil. This truth, this knowledge of truth, the truth of God, the reality of God, has been and is even now looked upon by most of the religious world as a just God, as just a spirit, and just a few exceptions. But the day has come that all mankind and man must know the reality of Allah God. There can be no judgment of the people until this knowledge has been given to the people. Because God says, how can you serve a God if you do not have the knowledge of him? And our people, the American so-called Negroes, the tribe of Shabazz, are the worst off when it comes to the reality of God. The whole world has been and is looking for the coming of God. Several places in both the Bible and the Holy Quran refer to the coming of Allah God, the coming of the Son of Man, referring to God as being the Son of Man, to remove all doubt as to this man being anything other than a man. The Bible mentions him as the Son of Man. It also mentions him as not being a man but a spirit. Now, that's contradictory. On the one side, he is made clear, and on the other, he is made a mystery. When we see this confusing representation of God, it causes much misunderstanding. But as we told you before, the devil is the author of confusion, not Allah God. This confusion makes the people blind to the knowledge of God, because they make him a mystery and they make him unreal. We cannot serve God if we don't know that he is real and know who and what he is. Anyone so blind to the reality of God automatically becomes a servant of the devil until he or she sees God as a reality. For thousands of years, the devil has blinded man to the reality of God, and that is the reason why God had to come in person and not in the spirit to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. He had to come in person to prove that he was not a mystery or a spook or just a spirit, to clear up such ignorance and blindness to the knowledge of him. Therefore, we have the coming of the Lord God. He is referred to as the Son of Man because first he is the Son of Man and gotten for a special purpose, which is to return the lost back to their own and punish and destroy the wicked for the destruction of the righteous, that the righteous may live in peace and do the will of God, the God of righteousness, free from trouble and interference. Second, he must be a man to deal with a man. And we cannot receive or respect anything coming to us other than a man. Since his work is to destroy the wicked, he must remain hidden from the eyes of the world until the time is right to the end. For the two gods, God and the devil, cannot rule together. The Son of Man, Allah, must wait until his time after the work of the devil. In 2 Thessalonians 2:8-9, and Holy Quran 7:14-18, and in other places the Holy Quran describes them as the people with the blue eyes. Holy Quran 20:102. Third, the Holy Quran reveals to us the reality of God and is made clear as the reality of the devil. But we do not know it until he comes to judge the world. For instance, if we take God for something other than man, we cannot prove it. If we believe that he is a spirit and not a man, then we can never expect to have any knowledge of him except as a sense of feeling. We cannot see a spirit. Therefore, the teachings of his coming would be false. The spirit of life is and has been with us all of our lives. God is in person amongst us today. He is a man. He is in his own time. God sees, he hears, he knows, he wills, he acts, and is a person. God is a man. The evil workings of the devil must come to an end. You have to learn to accept the truth and live in the reality of the days of Allah. Brothers and sisters, I thank you once again for tuning in to Muhammad's Talk Radio as we clarify and shed more light on the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, which are the only thing that has enough power to destroy the evil that has been put upon us by the very devil himself. We must learn to hear it, ponder over it, reason with it, and if it be the truth, lay hold to it. I'm going to bring before you now Brother Jihad Mahadada, and he will also like to shed some light upon you the understanding of divine love and the transformation, still dealing with the reality of God and understanding why God came and what was his purpose for coming in divine love. Brother Jihad, would you please?
Thank you, my beloved. Assalamu alaikum to my radio, to the Muhammad's Radio Talk listening audience. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, Savior who came in the person of Master Quran Muhammad, and in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We forever thank him for coming and telling us the truth before we were all destroyed by the very devil himself. We honor and we praise him with all of our heart and soul for the wonderful blessings he has bestowed upon us, the American so-called Negro. We have been blessed with the truth directly from the mouth of God. Many of us take this lightly, but what we must remember, when much is given, much is expected. This gift of truth from God himself is the highest blessing a people could receive. It is the greatest love of God. It is better than fine gold. To know God, to know yourself and your name, to understand who and what your enemy is, at this day and time, to be able to walk in the light of truth, when the whole world is under the veil of darkness, of lies, war, and falsehood. Allah blessed us with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who taught us for 44 years and told us, if you follow me, I will lead you directly to God. That is the ultimate show of love. We have not learned yet that when someone gives their life to teach and tell the truth in a world that does not like the truth, is a show of love. Divine love is a type of love that goes beyond reason of the ordinary person. Divine love is the love that brought all things into existence. Divine love is the type of love that is not just emotion. It covers the sphere of the educated thought. It knows what to love and how to love. Divine love teaches the truth in every way that it can be taught. Divine love does not accept falsehood, even if it be their own self or kin. Divine love is mercy, but it is the kind of mercy that fights to see that truth prevails. It does not look to kill the person. It searches for the way to change the thing, stage after stage, until it reaches perfection. Divine love works to bring about transformation because it loves life and works to see life continue. With each step, brings life closer and closer to the desire of God. The Quran teaches us in these words, Allah makes all things new. The people that are willing or the ones that have submitted to the will of Allah are the ones which will benefit from these teachings. All others will look at these teachings as if they are not important and as if they already knew all these things. But if you knew all these things and you are not practicing them, you're just as bad as the devil. Why? Because you know the truth but will not practice the truth and will not teach the truth to yourself or your family members. Teaching means to reinforce and practice by example and words. Your family is a direct example of what you teach. We set an example for our children to follow, both mother and father. But in the early years of child's life, the mother is the one which rears a child into what kind of young adult he or she will be. The child leans more toward what the mother dictates than what the father dictates. If a mother is a strong mother, you tend to have a strong child. In other words, whatever the mother's strength tends to be the child's strength. And whatever tends to be the mother's weakness, tends to be the child's weakness. Look at your children with the eye of divine love and see yourself. Mother may say that the child acts more like the father, which might be true. But the mother is given the job to change herself and her husband through your children. Allah gave this power to the woman. At one time, man did the changing himself. But now, since the separation of the moon from the earth, everything is in pairs. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that man can rise no higher than his woman. But the job of rearing is the mother's job, given to her by Allah. Rearing means to get behind something and push it forward. If we rear our children properly, we will push them toward God. Let us look at the word rear.
real means to be last in line. If we can remember, mothers was always putting herself last when it came to the children. She clothed them first. She fed them first. She cared for them first. The word rear means also to care for during the early years of growth and learning to bring up from a lower stage to a higher stage of development. As we near the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world, which have not been able to shed enough light on our search for the supreme wisdom, we now seek the wisdom of Allah, Master Farad Muhammad. We must come back to the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you so much, Brother Jihad. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, it is the job of the mother to rear and bring forth a new and righteous nation. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, man can rise no higher than this woman. And if there is no decent women, there can be no decent men. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad certainly did tell us that. And so we know that as the mothers of civilization, we do have a very important job. And I'm not going to say a hard job, because if we just go back to our rightful nature, we will perform that job anyway. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had us in classes that were preparing us to do this rearing of our children. He called the class MGT and GCC, Muslim Girls Training and General Civilization Class. This was the name given to the training of women and girls in North America, how to keep house, how to rear their children, how to take care of their husbands, sew, cook, and in general, how to act at home and abroad. These training units were named by our prophet and leader of Islam, W.D. Farad. He told us right there in our classes that it was our job to rear the children and how to take care of our husbands. We had to learn how to do those things, and we had to learn them and have a special love, like Brother Jihad told us, a divine love. And that divine love always puts you in the back as you push people forward to God. And those that really love God, they don't mind being in the back and pushing people up towards God so that everyone can be blessed with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God and live a life of righteousness, because that's what the whole purpose in getting acquainted with God is, so that we can live a righteous life. Because right now we are so acquainted with the devil, he has made all these things fair seeming to us. So we have to be taught the reality of God, and we have to be taught the things that God wants us to do. And the brothers were given the class, FOI class. And this class was, the meaning of FOI was the fruit of Islam. It was a name given to the military training of the men that belong to Islam in North America. And in these classes, the brothers, they learned how to be good fathers, good providers, good maintainers of their wives, and how to make sure that they produce the heaven for the wife and the children to be in and live in. And these things were taken away from us, but if we can get back in to the reality of God, then our purpose of what we are to do as men and women in Islam. And Islam is our nature. So when we get back into that nature, we automatically submit to that which is right. And Islam means submitting to the will of Allah, and that just means being able to hear and obey and do the righteous things that we are supposed to do as FOI and MGT. We forever thank Allah for coming in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, because we would not have the sense and the knowledge that we have how to survive in a wicked world and still be righteous. We would not have this knowledge of how to do these things and not God come to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Now, I know that still there's a lot of people that just do not want to believe it. They see the reality of it. They see the reality of God in the Quran, the reality of God in the Bible. Many verses show them in there that God walks, talks, sees, hears, and other people have seen God, and God came to Abraham. When Abraham was sitting in his tent, it says in the Bible that three men came, and when Abraham looked up, he saw the three men, and two were angels, and one was the Lord. It's right there in the Bible. And then in one other part in Job, it says that the sons of God came and before God to present themselves to God, and Satan came with them. And it shows you right there that God is a man, his sons are men, and Satan also is a man. God saw Satan walk up there, and he said, "What are you doing, Satan?" And Satan said, "I've been walking to and fro in the earth and back and forth." And he was walking, and he was talking to God. I mean, it's like, our people, especially the so-called Negroes, up under some spooky spell that's so hard to break. Even though the books show you that it's saying God is walking and talking, the devil is walking and talking, the sons of men are walking and talking, and it still seems like this spell of falsehood, this spell of the devil's sting and his bite, just haven't been removed from our people, and it's just hard to remove it. But as we continue to believe in Allah and we continue to follow what he says, it makes us the true followers of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad want to fight very hard to make sure that Satan do not win. We don't mind saying over the airways or whatever, we are fighting a spiritual war. We're fighting a spiritual war against evil and unrighteousness. And I pray to Allah to continue giving us the strength to continue to fight this war, because I believe our babies, this next generation, need to be set free. And only the truth, as Jesus said, will set them free. Now let us look here about the reality of God in the Holy Quran, where it says, Surah 28, verse 88. In the A. Yusuf Ali Quran, and I certainly hope you have an older Quran, because the newer Quran, the commentary has been removed, but the commentary of this verse is one of the most important I have seen in the Quran. And the verse reads like this, Surah 28, verse 88. And call not besides God on another God. There is no God but He. Everything that exists will perish except his own face. To him belongs the command, and to him will ye all be brought back. Now that is a very profound verse, and it lays it out. Call not besides God, and if you look in here and see it, the God that is talking about now has a capital G. On another God. Then when it says on another God, it is a small G. Now, when we learn the beginning English, we know that you capitalize proper nouns. Common nouns, you don't have to capitalize them. So when it uses the big G, it lets you know that it's talking about the God, the ruler, the creator. And when it uses the small G, it lets you know that it's talking about an ordinary person that maybe has been learned to govern certain things, but they are not the supreme being. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in Our Savior Has Arrived, he says, we're all Allah. He said, but we do have a supreme one that we throw this title on, supreme. But he says, every righteous person is a God, but that does not make them the supreme being. The one that sees all and hears all and knows all, that is Allah. That is the big G that you see in the Quran, so you understand why it used a capital G and a small G. Then it goes on down to say, there is no God but He. Again, it uses a small G, and then it uses a capital He. Now, to let you know that it is talking about a man, it capitalized He. and to let you know that it is talking about a particular person, place, and thing. A proper noun, it capitalizes. And he, as again, a male. Everything that exists will perish. In other words, it'll go away. It's not gonna last forever. Except his own faith. It says that the image of God, once you receive it, his faith, it will never leave your mind. And once any living thing bears witness to God, that image stays in their mind. And it is an image of a man. We receive the image of Master Farah Muhammad so that it will never leave our eyes and it will never leave our mind. And so propaganda got started once again, and they passed out pictures of someone else that they tried to claim was Master Farah Muhammad. But all of us that had saw the picture of Master Farah Muhammad, we knew that picture that they showed when the propaganda machines got busy working, that was not Master Farah Muhammad. And they tried to say he was a dope peddler and a whole lot of other things, but that man they showed, believe me, brothers and sisters, that was not Master Farah Muhammad. So his face will not perish from our minds. To him belong the command. In other words, whatever is going to be willed, he could command it. And since he commanded that this devil will be removed and that the righteous will rule as they ruled once before, know that it is done. And to him will ye all be brought back, every last one of us that left the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, you will be brought back. Because these teachings are the ones that's going to rule the world forever and ever. And it will be here on this earth after the removal of Shaitan and all his works. That's why that period of time of the removal is called the hereafter. Because it's right here on earth after Satan has been removed. The footnotes to this verse that I just read on Surah 28 verse 88 reads like this. This sums up the lesson of the whole Surah. The only reality is God. Now, you have to look up reality. It means real. It means tangible. It means that it does exist in form. Not in a spook, not in the spirit, but in a form. The only reality is God. His face or self, personality or being is what we should seek. Knowing that it is the only enduring thing of which we can have any conception. The whole phenomenal world is subject to flux and change and will pass away, but he will endure forever. If we think of an impersonal God, making God a mystery, a spook, or a spirit, not a person, impersonal, not connected to a person, if we think of an impersonal God, an abstract force of good, we cannot reconcile it with the vital self or being, of which we can have a faint echo of reflection in our intense moments of spiritual exaltation. We know then what we call our own selves has no meaning, for there is only one true self, and that is God. This is the knowledge that we're trying to get you to understand, to see, to hear, and believe. To reason with us, to know that I just read a verse out of the Quran. I didn't read it out of any of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad's books. I read it out of the Quran, and I read the commentary of the scholar of the book to show you that the honorable Elijah Muhammad was bringing you the whole of the Quran in a few words, what the Quran was trying to get everyone to understand, that God is a man, But during the rule and time of Shaitan, it couldn't come out that he was a black man. But after the rule of Shaitan, then the knowledge of God had to be made plain, like we're still trying to make it plain today. Go and read Surah 28, verse 88 of the A. Yusuf Ali Quran. Get an older version, because they have tampered with the books and have taken it out. But get an older version and study the words for yourself to see that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught you the absolute truth. And then it will tell you the other verses that also tell you in the Quran where it tells you to seek the face of God. And all I want to know is, if the Quran tell you to seek the face of God, how can you seek the face of a spook or a spirit that has no form? And we cannot keep believing all of these things that have been told to us that is absolutely false. God is real and the devil is real. And just as it said in Job, that he's walking to and fro in the earth, causing hell and havoc, that is exactly what the devil is doing. Walking to and fro, causing hell and havoc. We are living in a time of the coming of God and the gathering together of his people, God's people. This is why we're putting out this call, that the ones that know God's voice, that know God's teaching, will come into the fold and be saved. Because there is no salvation other than coming into the fold and the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The prophets all have warned us of a time that would come when God would judge the wicked and punish, or rather destroy the wicked and give the earth over to the rule of a righteous people. So many of us have misunderstood just what we should expect. What will God look like if we expect the destruction of the devil? What does the devil look like? How will I distinguish the two? Should be a great question. How will I distinguish the two? If it say, seek the face of God, and God is coming, and the devil is here too, we should ask the question, how do you distinguish the two? If we expect the destruction of the devil, again, what will he look like? How will we distinguish him? If the devil should be destroyed, what does the devil look like in order not to follow him to his destruction? We must be able to recognize him so that we won't be able to be deceived by him. What world's end will come? And what is the world that is going to end? Does that include everything that makes up the solar system, the planets, and the earth? If so, what shall we expect and how shall we escape? What kind of solar system will we have after the destruction of the present one? Think over these things and weigh and balance what we're asking you, because your life depends on it. God is certainly going to destroy this world. And if you're not with God, you are going to be partakers of this devil's sinful world, and you will have to be destroyed with his word. Nothing of this world can be used, so says Allah God in the person of Master Fuad Muhammad. We must have an all new everything. There is no salvation in this world. We must get down to the facts so that we can recognize them when they are presented to us. But you never ask questions of the first teacher, the devil. You never asked him any questions. You followed all that he gave you, of his politics, of his educational system, of his way of thinking and living and acting, and you never questioned. The devil put so much fear in our people that they follow all of these false holidays and really is paganism and worshiping the devil. And they don't research to find out why are they celebrating these things. Why are they making their children believe in these things? Why? They don't ask why. Because the devil puts so much fear in the people to follow him and believe him that they are almost afraid to question anything that he says. But shouldn't we be fair about this? Let us go after this thing in the right manner. If we want to give each teacher justice, we should start with the first one. We should look at all that he taught us, and we should see if it make any sense or if it be the truth. But instead of you going after what was given to you by the first teacher called Christianity, instead of you examining it to see if it was the truth, you started attacking your brother, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, for bringing you Islam. And he told you, I'm not bringing you the old Orthodox Islam. I'm bringing you a new Islam. A new Islam that will teach you to be yourself. A new Islam that will give you your life back. A new Islam that will give you the dignity and the honor of the nations of the world. An Islam that will make brother and sister love each other as husband and wife. A divine love, like the brother spoke of earlier. A divine love that looks beyond just you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, we can't be selfish in this world. And he gave us an example of his unselfish love and determination that these teachings that he gave will set us free. So let us be fair and think about what we're saying and what we're doing. Let us analyze truth intelligently and stop believing in all the false things that you have been trained to believe in this slave mentality. Allah God promised us that he will destroy this world and that he will bring in another world, a world of righteousness. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. He said, Allah came to us from the holy city Mecca, Arabia, in 1930. He used the name W.D. Farad, often signing it W.D. Farad. He used the name Wallace D. Farad and often signed it W.D. Farad. In the third year, in 1933, he signed his name W.F. Muhammad, which stands for Wallace Farad Muhammad. He came alone. He began teaching us the knowledge of ourselves, of God and the devil, of the measurements of the earth and other planets, and of the civilizations of some of the planets other than earth. So all these things that you're hearing now, oh, it's life on Mars. Oh, some of the other planets may have life on them. Master Farad Muhammad came and he taught us all these things. Everybody hooping and howling about getting a righteous diet and learning how to eat right, and you are what you eat. We were taught all these things by God. We were taught everything that was never taught to us by this white man's schooling. We were given these lessons by God himself. It says he measured and weighed the earth and its water, the history of the moon, the history of the two nations, black and white, that dominate the earth. He gave the exact birth of the white race, the name of their God who made them and how, and the end of their time, the judgment, and how it will begin and end. He taught us the truth of how we were made slaves and how we are kept in slavery by the slave master's children. He declared the doom of America for her evils to us was past due, and that she is number one to be destroyed. Her judgment could not take place until we hear the truth. He declared that we were without the knowledge of self or anyone else. How could we have been made blind, deaf, and dumb by the white race of people, and how much that we should return to our own people, our God, our religion, the religion of peace, which is Islam, which was the religion and is the religion of all the prophets. He said we must give up the slave master's names and be willing and ready to accept the names of God. He taught us that we must have one of God's divine attributes. He also taught us to give up evil doings and practices and do righteousness or be destroyed from the face of the earth. He taught us that the slave master had taught us to eat the wrong foods, and that these wrong foods is the cause of our sickness and short span of life. He declared that he would heal us and set us in heaven at once if we would submit to him. Otherwise, he would chastise us with a severe chastisement until we do submit. And that he was able to force the whole world into submission to his will. He said that he loved us, the so-called Negroes, his lost and found, so well that he would eat rattlesnakes to free us if necessary, for he has power over all things. This is our God, Master Fried Muhammad. He is God over this dispensation. If you don't believe it, then you tell us who is God, and you tell us who is going to help us and get us out of this condition. The Quran and the Bible both teaches us plainly, here in the plainest words, it says the Son of Man on the judgment day. We are not told by either Moses or Jesus to look for God on the judgment day to be anything other than a man. Spirits and spooks cannot be the judge of man's affairs. Man is material of the earth. How long will you be ignorant of the reality of God? You are poisoned by the devil's touch. Why are you looking for a God that is not flesh and blood as yourself? Spirits cannot be found in anything or being like yourself. The spirit comes from something. It is not independent. What pleasure would you have in an invisible world or an invisible God? And what pleasure would he have in you? And on the other hand, what pleasure would spirit have in this material universe of ours? Your very nature's against your being anything other than a human being. These are the days of the resurrection of the mentally dead so-called Negroes. The Son of Man is here. His coming has been fulfilled. He seeks that which was lost, the so-called Negroes. He seeks us. Many now are walking around in God's name because they heard the call and they were willing and ready to give up those slave masters' names and accept a name of their own father and their own God. The wicked nations of the earth are sorry and angry to see the Son of Man set up a government of justice and peace over this, their wicked world. They see signs in the heavens and the sky of a power, of a great power, to execute judgment on the world of the wicked, and they mourn. You see, many people think that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught a lot of mysticism, and they thought he taught a lot of fiction. But these devils see that mothership out there. They see the little planes out there. They know that the unidentified flying objects are the planes and the mothership of Almighty God Allah. And you could look all over the magazines that talk about UFOs, and look on the internet Google it in, UFO, and see how many people have spotted the mothership. It's people out there that are so foolish that don't want to believe anything of reality. They want to stay in the spookism and the spirit of a world that's going straight to hell. We must have a new ruler and a new government where the people can enjoy freedom, justice, and equality. We, the so-called Negroes, should be rejoicing, for God has prepared for them what the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, and the heart has not been able to conceive. The enemy knows this to be the truth and is now doing everything to prevent the so-called Negroes from seeing the hereafter and from living in peace with their own God. The coming of the Son of Man and the infidels are angry. Who is his father if God is not his father? God is the Father, but the Father is also a man. You have heard of the old, that God prepared a body, or to expect the Son of Man. Jesus is a specially prepared man to do the work of redeeming the lost sheep, the so-called Negro. He had to have a body that would be part of each side, black and white, half and half. Therefore, being born or made from both people, he is able to go amongst both black and white without being discovered or recognized. This has been done in the person of Master W.F. Muhammad, the man who was made by his father to go and search for the lost members of the tribe of Shabazz. Master W.F. Muhammad is the Son of Man whom the world has been expecting to come for 2,000 years, seeking to save that which was lost. There are no historical records that there was ever a people lost from each other for 40 years other than we, the so-called Negro. We have been so long separated from each other that we have lost the knowledge of each other. Even today, the white American slave masters are ever on the watch to keep out any Asiatic influence that might come amongst the so-called Negroes to teach them the truth. They are our real open enemy. This is no secret. The Son of Man is after the so-called Negroes to set them in heaven, and his enemies, he will put them in hell. After his conquest of the black nation's enemies, the world will know and recognize him as Allah to be God and God alone. There is no problem today that is as hard to solve as the problem of uniting the American so-called Negroes. We have been made so blind, deaf, and dumb, and has fallen so deeply in love with falsehood and the false man, the devil, that it's hard for us to accept the truth when it comes out of the mouth of our brothers and sisters. But you must accept it, black man. You must accept it, black woman, because there is no future in white America for you. Nothing but hell and destruction. We are like a dead man, totally without life. We have lost all love of self and kind, and have gone all out in loving our enemies. We do not seem to want any God to do anything like bless them unless God blesses their enemy too. It seems so crazy to hear black people defending the devil when you say that they are a race of devils, and then you hear them say silly, crazy things like, I don't believe it could be a whole race of devils. Yes, it is a whole race of devils, just like it's a whole race of righteous people. It is a race of evil people that were made evil. Read your Bibles and Qurans and study it for what it's worth, and stop trying to believe in some of the spooky time teachers that no one can prove whether they're right or whether they're wrong, and you follow along blind, deaf, and dumb. You must be resurrected. So God has to reduce this enemy that you love to nothing, so that your fear of him can be wiped away. See, because the fear of the enemy is the real cause of you not standing up. You don't love him that much because you see what he does to you and me every day. So you don't love him that much. You fear him. You're afraid to shake the shackles of his false religion, Christianity. You're afraid to shake the shackles of his false life that he got you living. And got you living on the worst ebb in all the slums all over the United States with just barely enough to make it, just above the line of poverty. And you still love him because he gives you nothing. The time is now and right that we should have no more fear. Only the fear of God, to displease God, is the only fear that we should have. We must be separated from this white race in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. In Ezekiel 36 and 24, "For I will take you from amongst the heathens and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land." We must be separated. It has been prophesied that we will. The so-called Negroes have no home that they can call their own. They have helped the white men to own a free country, but they have nothing for themselves. This is the purpose of his coming, God's coming, to give everyone that which is rightfully theirs. The Son of Man has power over all things. You cannot find a defense against him in a war, white man. You cannot do it. Your weapons mean nothing to him. Look at the forces of nature that he used against all people that defy him. Your bombs can't do anything with that. None of your ships and your planes can't do anything with that. We are in the days that Allah will show you his forces in nature and turn this world upside down. The power of the heavens and earth today will be ordered to fight on the side of the Mahdi against his enemies. He is the friend of the so-called Negroes and not of the white people. His purpose is to take the so-called Negroes and kill their enemies, although many of us will suffer from persecution and hunger because we will not prepare as he told us to prepare. But the good end is for those of you who will hold fast to Allah and his religion, Islam. They, the devils, are now planning many tricks to keep the so-called Negroes here with them to suffer the fire of hell, which they, the devils, cannot escape. We tell you and we ask you here on Muhammad's Talk Radio, fly to Allah. Fly to salvation and security with Allah, Master Farad Muhammad. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, come and follow me. Although we may look insignificant to you, you will find salvation with us. The white race is excited and cannot think rightly for themselves. So how can they think rightly for you? The so-called Negroes, Muslims in their midst, are a shelter, but little do they know it. We are a protection for you in your midst, because this white man knows that when he attacks us, it is the end. It is truly the end. We are God's people. Believe it or not, we are God's chosen people. There are many chapters, other chapters in the Holy Quran, that open with the above words, Allah is the best known. The beautiful teachings of the Holy Quran have no equal in other scriptures because it tells the truth if rightly understood. The scholars that wrote the Quran and gave the commentary opens up so many avenues in your brain for you to understand the reality of all things. Read it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, after he finished writing, our Savior has arrived. He said, study the Quran. It is full of wisdom. And I bear witness, it certainly is. All so-called Negro preachers should have one. But be sure it is one translated by Yusuf Ali or Mulayman Muhammad Ali. Any other translations of Holy Quran by Christian authors is as poison to the reader as a rattlesnake. The Christian writers that have revised the Quran, they've tampered with it and changed it around so that when you read it, you don't really understand. What we are trying to make clear is that white people do not believe in Allah and Islam or the prophets of Allah. We cannot look to get the truth from them. We must seek the truth from our own. And when we hear that truth, lay hold to it. Don't let it go. We will soon come to know that we must seek the truth from our own and not from them. They have you following in the wrong direction and hope to keep you like that. But by Allah's power and wisdom, and as we stand here, and as we teach and preach for you to know the truth, we will fight until the very last, be it the will of Allah. They, the white people, have nearly all of the poor black preachers on their side to oppose Allah and the righteous and the religion of Islam. They will fail, and they will be brought to disgrace as Pharaoh and his musicians, and he himself were brought to a knot and to disgrace by Allah. You have not known Allah and his religion, as Israel had not known God by his name Jehovah. I say to you, black brothers and black sisters, this is the time. This is the end in which we live in. Accept your own and be yourself. Love your people and love yourself, and return to the teachings of your messenger that Allah God sent to you. And that person, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Know that he told you the absolute truth, and the propaganda that was put out against him is totally false. I have asked people over and over again to show documented proof of the things that they have said against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I have not received that proof yet. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he was amongst us, he said, if you could find one word of my teachings false, I will give you $10,000 out of my brother's vest pocket, and no one claimed it. But now we have so many people that know the truth and know it better than he do. Why didn't you claim the money? Why didn't you claim the money? Why didn't you prove that he was doing wrong? Why didn't you say something then? You act like cowards. You throw stones when you know a man is gone or either his back is turned. You act like cowards and you love the devil and you repeat what he tells you to repeat. But you know that the Nation of Islam was the most purest and best people that you saw walking amongst you. Then the Orthodox Islam flooded America and made you think that we were teaching something wrong and that we were some type of an occult. Islam must be progressive and come for a new day and time, for a new people and a new generation. Read your Quran and read your Bible and see what it tells you in Revelation and see what the Bible tells you that is going to happen in a new world order set up by God himself. As-salamu alaykum.